Proverbs chapter 17. Better is a dry crust with quietness than a house full of feasting with strife. A wise servant will rule over a son who acts shamefully, and will share in the inheritance as one of the family. The crucible is for silver, and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests hearts. An evildoer listens to wicked lips, and a liar pays attention to a malicious tongue. Whoever mocks the poor insults his maker, and one who is glad at calamity will not go unpunished. Grandchildren are the crown of the old, and parents are the pride of their children. Eloquent speech is not fitting for a fool, much less lying lips for a ruler. A bribe is like a lucky charm in the eyes of the one who gives it. Wherever he turns, he prospers. Whoever covers an offense fosters love, but one who harps on it separates best friends. A rebuke strikes deeper into one who has understanding than 100 lashes on a fool. An evil person seeks rebellion, so a cruel messenger will be sent against him. It is safer to meet a bear robbed of her cubs than a fool in his folly. Whoever rewards evil for good, evil will never leave his house. Starting strife is like letting water out of a dam, so stop it before a quarrel breaks out. One who justifies the wicked and condemns the righteous, the Lord detests them both. Why give a fool money to buy wisdom, when he has no desire to learn? A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born to help in adversity. One lacking sense shakes hands in a pledge, and puts up security for the debt of a neighbor. Whoever loves a quarrel loves strife. Whoever builds a strong gate invites destruction. A crooked heart does not prosper, and a deceitful tongue falls into trouble. One who gives birth to a fool and the father of a fool have no joy. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. The wicked accept a secret bribe to pervert the ways of justice. One who has understanding keeps an eye on wisdom, but the eyes of a fool wander to the ends of the earth. A foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her who bore him. It is not good to punish the righteous, or to flog officials for their integrity. Whoever uses few words has knowledge, and whoever is of a calm spirit has understanding. Even a fool who keeps silent is thought to be wise. When he shuts his mouth, he is considered intelligent.